Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed has named Manoh Raju as the city's new public defender. He takes over for Jeff Adachi, who passed away suddenly last month. Phil, what can you tell us more about Raju?
Well, insider. Yeah, he's a long time working at the public defender's office. He is in charge of their felony unit. You know, it's a unique appointment because San Francisco is unique in many ways. And one of the unique parts of it is that the public defender, unlike any other public defender in the state, is elected, not appointed. Usually public district attorneys are elected. Okay, so that's a very political office. And you're always hearing about the district attorney, Nancy O'Malley in Alameda, all around the state. But you never rarely hear of a public defender. And that's usually because they're selected by the Board of Supervisors or they're under a contract. And so they're a much lower profile. This is a very high profile appointment. The mayor had a tough choice here. She interviewed a lot of people. Some people really wanted it. Other people didn't. But she decided on an insider, I think, for political and practical reasons.
The former supervisor, Matt Gonzalez, had been holding the office since Adachi's untimely death. You're not surprised that he didn't get the role full time.
No, I'm not, for two reasons, Jeff. Matt Gonzalez, he was best known nationally for having defended Jose Zarate in the killing death of Kate Steinle. He got that acquitted in a jury trial. But in San Francisco, he's also known as a former mayoral candidate that almost beat Gavin Newsom. So he's a pretty formidable person on the political front. And the mayor she had a really warm relationship with Jeff Adachi, but not so much with Matt Gonzalez. She wasn't really keen on appointing him, but she was deathly afraid that if she appointed somebody he didn't like, that he might run against them in November, because the person goes up for election, as we said, in November. So what they decided, he called her and he said, listen, I'm not really interested in running for a political office again. It's just not in me. And so he helped clear the way. As a matter of fact, he recommended Raju for the office.
So there's no chance he's going to run against him?
No, I asked him today. He was at the swearing in, and he was basically endorsing him. He said, no, there's no chance I'm running against him. And if Matt Gonzalez isn't running against him, Patty, then there's a good chance nobody from the left strong is going to run against him as well. So London Breed scored on two fronts. One, she kept Matt Gonzalez from being on the ballot, which could have given birth to his return to politics, which, as I said, Jeff Adachi, elevated that office pretty high up, in part because he was elected and he didn't have to answer to anybody. Except for the voters. And she got an insider in there that Matt and everybody can embrace. So that's a 2-point win for her. She's up for re-election November. She'll be running with the public defender rather than against the public defender candidate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.